Hello, good morning. I'm Julie Kelly. I'm a qualified spiritual health coach and meditation practitioner. This morning, I'm going to take you through a very simple meditation practice. And it's really useful in the mornings for getting our bodies in tune and our minds balanced. So first, take a comfortable position. Just for 10 minutes or so, 15 at the most, where you're not going to be disturbed. You can do this meditation practice sitting or lying. For some, it might be difficult to sit upright in one position for long periods. If this is the case, you might want to lean your back against the wall so that your spine is supported. Otherwise, you can lay down. The main thing is that you feel relaxed and totally at ease. So now, if you're sitting, just make sure that your spine is straight, but relax the front of your body. So for those who are sitting, just allow the head to bend forward slightly, bringing the chin towards the chest, not so far that it's going to obstruct the breathing, but just so that you can feel a slight bend in the back of the neck. Allow your shoulders to drop and your rib cage to drop as if it was going to rest on the stomach. Let your stomach relax and allow your hips, your thighs and your buttocks to relax. If you're sitting cross-legged, just allow your knees to fall, and if there's any tension, just make yourself more comfortable. And now to the feet. Maybe your feet feel relaxed, but if there's any tension, just wiggle the toes and allow your feet to just relax. If you're lying, just be aware of your head, the back of your neck, the backs of your shoulders, the arms, the upper back, the lower back, the buttocks, the thighs and the hips, the calves and the heels. Be aware of them as they connect to the ground. As you breathe gently in and gently out, bring your awareness to that connection. And if there are any places where your body doesn't feel connected to the floor, as you exhale, just let your back fall deeper and deeper until you feel flat and totally connected. If you're sitting, as your body starts to relax at the front, please maintain a straight spine. And now, in a few moments, you'll hear the sound of a singing bowl. And as you do, just take a few moments to observe the body, how it feels, and any areas of tension that you might want to adjust. Just allow the body to relax. And now, as you breathe gently and deeply, feeling relaxed and totally at ease, bring your attention to the top of the head. For those who suffer with anxiety, stress, panic attacks, depression, anything of this nature, it can be described as a feeling that the top of the head is in a vice. The aim of this meditation is to release that vice. At the top of the head is the crown chakra. This chakra is really important because it allows us to take in knowledge, wisdom, and develop a deeper understanding of the world around us. And so now, as you allow yourself to relax, just bring your attention to the top of your head, to that point in the center where the crown chakra lays. And just allow it to relax. That sense of relaxation to come down to the ears and across the forehead. Now bring your attention to the face muscles. Do they feel relaxed? How does the jaw feel? Is it clenched? Or does it feel slack and loose? Just take a few moments to raise the eyebrows with the eyes closed and let them fall. And now clench all those facial muscles. Screw them up really tight. And let them go, feeling all that stress, tension, and built up baggage from the days, the months, the weeks, even the years, just drift away out into the ether. Feel the forehead relax. As you now bring your attention down to the throat, how does that feel? Does it feel relaxed or blocked? If it feels blocked, just take a few moments to swallow. And relax the throat. Bring your attention to the shoulders and allow them to connect to the floor. Or if you're sitting, allow them to drop. Now, for a few moments, bring your attention to the chest area and the rib cage. If you're laying down, you might want to put your hands just in this area and feel the movement of those lungs and the rib cage. We take very little notice of the lungs, and yet they're responsible for sending the life breath or prana around the body. That very breath that keeps us functioning as human beings. So just for a few seconds, notice it and be with it. Feel the movement of the rib cage. If you're sitting, you'll feel your rib cage relaxing, as if resting on the stomach. As you breathe, feel those lungs expanding and experience how it feels resting on that stomach area. All the time being mindful to keep the spine straight and upright. And now bring your attention down to your hips and your buttocks. How do they feel? Are they connected to the floor? Do they feel relaxed? And now bring your attention down to the legs and the knees. If you're laying down, are the backs of your legs connected to the ground? And if you're sitting, do you feel tension in your knees if you're sitting cross-legged? Whichever position you're in, just allow yourself to find that comfortable point in your posture. And just allow yourself to relax as you move your attention down to your feet. Bring your attention to your ankles, your toes, the soles of your feet and your heels. And if there are any areas where they feel tense or tight, just rotate the ankles or wiggle the toes. And just allow yourself to be for the next few moments. Allow yourself to scan the body from the top of the head right down to the tips of your toes. And any areas which may feel out of balance, just bring them back. Allow yourself this time to be peaceful, restful, and to observe your body, the very thing that keeps you moving and alive. Just relax as you observe. And in a few moments, you'll hear the singing bowl once more. And when you do, I want you to become aware of the eyes and any colours you see behind the eyes. But for now, just let yourself relax. Now bring your attention to the eyes. With them closed, be aware of any patterns, any colours, any lines, any movements that might happen behind the closed eyes. For some there may be nothing, but for others you may get an whole array of colours and patterns. Just be aware. And now move your attention to the ears and observe the silence around you. And as you do, really listen. Heighten that sense of hearing outside of your surroundings as far across the distance as you can. Observe the sounds. Maybe you can hear people talking that you couldn't before. Maybe there's a dog barking, traffic moving along the road. Maybe there's silence, but really listen, because for some, heightening that sense of hearing can bring about a whole plethora of sounds that you thought were silence until you really observed. And now bring your attention right back to the nose. Any smells in the room or the air temperature as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Bring your attention to your mouth and observe where your tongue is situated. Is it on the roof of your mouth at the moment or resting on your teeth? Is the mouth dry? If so, swallow. How does it feel? Just be aware of all of those senses. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, and how your body feels in general. And in the next few moments, you'll hear the singing bowl one last time. And as you do, start to bring yourself back into a state of awareness, ready to face the day ahead in a more balanced, beautiful, and peaceful way. My name's Julie Kelly, and you've been listening to the morning meditation. Please like, share, and subscribe to my channel over on Apple Podcasts. You can find me at the Sleep Time Storyteller. You can also find me over on YouTube at Mind Medicine or on my website at juliekelly.co.uk. And now, start to bring yourself back into a more peaceful, upright position, ready to start the day ahead. Namaste.